Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Dalet, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. So again, moving along in Perek Chelek, and the Gemara has specifically been discussing the three Melachim, She'en Lem Chelek Ba'ilam Abba, Yeravam Ben Nevat, Achav Ben Omri, and Menashe Ben Chizkiyo. So these were three kings that all had in them the Chet of Avodah Zarah. They were all Chaitim U'machtias Arabim. Yeravam was the first one to be Avodah Zarah. He was the one that continuously throughout Nach, whenever there's a Melech that is Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says he went in the ways of Yeravam, stating that Achav did a lot more than what Yeravam did. The Pasuk says that the worst thing Yeravam ever did was like an Avera Kala to Achav. That's how bad the Avodah Zarah of Achav was, specifically the Avodah Zarah of Baal. And then Menashe took it to an even another level. When Menashe took the Tzelem, he brought it into the Heichels, one of the five things that happened on Shavuot Sibatamas. But either way, the Gemara at the end of the Daf got involved in some of the other kings of Malchei David that also did Averis, that were also Chaitim. We spoke a little bit about Achaz. Achaz was Chizkiyo's father. So Achaz was a Rasha. He had a son, Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo was a tzaddik. Tzidkiyo had a son, Menashe. Menashe had a son, Amon, who was also a Rasha. As a matter of fact, we saw the last Gemara yesterday that Amon went out of his way to outdo Menashe. Menashe outdid his grandfather, Achaz, and then Amon outdid his father, Menashe. Amon had a son, Yoshio, who was one of the great tzaddikim of all time. Yoshio had two sons that were king. First one for a short time, Yehoyachiz. His second king, Yehoyakim, was one of the last three kings of Klal Yisrael. He was the king when Nebuchadnezzar originally laid siege upon Eretz Yisrael. Yoyakim too, we saw in the Gemara, was a terrible Rasha. He said, my Elta Zayda Achaz thought he could be Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Menashe thought he could be Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amon thought he could be Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to outdo all of them. And the Gemara says how he thought he was outdoing them. He had a son Yehoyachin, who had a son Tzidkiyo, who the Gemara says was a tzaddik, but despite the fact that he himself was a tzaddik, his generation were not tzaddikim, and it was in his time that the Beis HaMikdash was hard. Either way, the last Gemara was talking about Yehoyakim, and what a terrible Rasha Yehoyakim was. Freak the Gemara, the obvious question, oh, Malay Rava the Rabbi Bar Mori. So Rava once asked Rabbi Bar Mori, Mibnei Malay Manu es Yehoyakim, if Yehoyakim was such a terrible Rasha, he outdid Menashe. So why does the Mishnah say, three Malachim She'en Lam Chelik Lelam Abba, why is Yehoyakim also mentioned? Zok the Gemara Mishun Dechsiv Bey. It could it be, because it says, he said this rhetorically, sarcastically, it could be because of what's implied from that pasuk and what's implied in that pasuk. My vanimtsa olav, Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Los, Chadama once said shechokak shem avodah zarah al amasai. He took the shem of avodah zarah and he made a tattoo. He engraved it al amasai. But oisay mokim. Vechadama once said shechokak shem shamayim. He took the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he was chaykik in Allah Masai. Rashi says, if it was the shame of Avodah Zarah, he was doing it machmas chiba, machmas ahava. If it was the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was doing it as a bezoin. But the bottom line is, the Rav said, could it be because of that pasuk? And again, he was saying it sarcastically. He was such a terrible Rasha. So how is it possible, that he's not listed amongst the Malachim that don't have a chelik? You know the Maba, on my way. So Rabbi Bamari told Rav, the Malachim lo shamati. I don't know why Yehoyakim is not mentioned. I don't know why it's only those three. From learning Nach, it would seem that there were other Malachim that should have qualified to make that list of people that are in Lam Chelik Lelam Abba. But I have a teretz to another kasha, and that is the Mishnah mentions four Hedyoitos that don't have a Chelik Lelam Abba. And the question begs it, Mipnei Malwe Manu Es Micha. If you go through Nevi'im, Uksuvim, you would think that Micha would have made the list as one of the Hedyoitos. He wasn't a king. He was a Hedyot that don't have a Chelik Lelam Abba. And the answer to that is, Mipnei Shepita Mitzula Every Drach. Because Micha, despite the fact that he was a Rasha, he was a Chayte, he was a Machdias Rabbim, but at the same time he had an open house, he had a soup kitchen. Any person that was passing through town knew that if he wanted a hot coffee, he wanted a hot soup, he wanted to be able to sit down and chapa shmuz with somebody, relax a little bit, he can go to the house of Micha. And being that Pitoy was Mitzuya L'Ivri Drachim, Shenema Kolo Ivri V'Shava L'Levim, it's for that reason that Micha was Zoicha that he is not listed amongst the people she'ein lam chelik l'olam haba. If you take a look at the Yad Ramah, he clears. Does it mean that he has a chelik l'olam haba, or does it just mean that we were sensitive to his COVID, and it's for that reason that he's not listed amongst the people that don't have a chelik l'olam haba? But it's not clear what that really means. But the bottom line is, what was Micha's chos? Despite the fact that Micha was a choyti umachti as a rabbin, still v'pnesha pitoy mitzuyu l'ovrei drachim, it's for that reason he's not listed amongst the dalet hadyotos she'ein lam chelik l'olam haba. So the Gemara now is going to digress for a moment and talk a little bit about Micha. So we need a little bit of an introduction. Who was Micha? Now we did a proper introduction on Micha. We did this when we learned Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Tes, it's at the end of the Daf, and Daf Kuf Yud, it's at the beginning of the Daf. So we spoke about 15 minutes in the end of Daf Kuf Tes, and close to a half hour in the beginning of Daf Kuf Yud. Intro, some of the rest of the story as it relates to Micha. So we don't have to go through all of that, but in terms of just a very basic back of the envelope type of introduction, who was Micha? So the story of Micha is mentioned in Sefer Shoftim. It's in Perek Yud Zayin. The Pasuk says there was a woman who had set aside money. She wanted this money to be used. She was going to donate it to the Mishkan. She wanted it to go, the Hekdesh, it should go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo and behold, she wakes up one morning, she can't find the money. She didn't know who took it. And she utters a curse. She says, whoever took this money, may he be cursed. It turns out that it was her very own son, Micha, that had taken the money. And when Micha heard that his mother cursed whoever it was that took the money, he got very, very afraid. So he goes to his mother, he starts crying, he says, I must confess, I'm the one that took it, and please, remove the curse. His mother said, no worries, I forgive you, Micha, I'm going to remove the curse. But at the same time, I want you to know that I wanted this money to go to Gavaya. So I want you to take it, I want you to make something very, very special for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Micha goes, he erects a pesel, and that pesel becomes known as Pesel Micha. He opens up a little temple, a shtiebel. He puts the pesel as the cornerstone of this temple, and people would come and they would pray in this temple to the pesel, the Avodah Zarah of Micha. The Pasuk says that Vayihi Hayom, there was a person who had been wandering, he came from another part of Eretz Yisrael, and he stumbles upon this shtiebel. Why did he go there? Because Pita was Mitzuyah L'Evrei Drachim. So he walks into this place, he has a cup of coffee, they start talking, Me'ayim Basa, Ula Nata Hoylech. He tells him he's a Levi, comes from the Leviim. When Micha heard that, he was very excited because he wanted somebody, he was looking for a full-time rabbi. He wanted a priest, someone that was going to come in and he was going to fear this little kahila that he had going on over here. And now he finds a Levi, and the Leviim, they're the Miyuchasim. They're the ones that, it's their job, they were destined from Har Sinai already to be the ones that are going to do this. He was so excited, he couldn't believe his good fortune that he found a Levi. Makes him an offer he can't refuse, and this Levi decides that he's going to stay, he's going to remain with them. To fast forward, to make a very long story short, Vayei Yoyim, there were Yidin from Shevet Dan that were passing through town because they weren't so happy with the land that they had gotten from Yeshua ben Nun and Elazar Kohen Gadol, and they were looking to annex another piece of property. So there were five miraglim, five shluchim that went out to scout out the lands to see what they can find. They too, again, pitei mitzuyah lo'ivrei drachim, they go through this little shtiebel of Micha. They meet Micha, they start having a conversation, and they're introduced to the pesel of Micha. And they're very impressed by it. And Micha tells them, and this Kohen, this Levi, who is now the person that's in charge, tells them about all the mifsim and all the wonderful things that this pesel is able to do. They're very taken aback. He gives them a bracha that they're going to be successful in their shlichus. He tells them, ahavtacha, it's absolutely going to work out. Anyways, they go, they find the land they like, they come back home, they tell the chevra, he says, listen, we have to go conquer a land. We're moving. We found a new place, a better place. It goes with 600 gibori chayil. On their way back to conquer this land, the 600 Gibori Chayil go, and they too stop off by Micha. And they too meet this Kohen. And they go over to the Kohen, and he says, sir, would you step outside for a moment? He's like, do I know you? Just step outside. He walks outside. The Pasuk says he doesn't say a word. He tells him, we're going now to conquer a land, and in this land, we're going to want to set up shop. We're going to need a temple, a place of worship. We're going to be looking for a rabbi, someone to be in charge of this kehila. We want you to come along with us, and we want to take the pesel with us. To make a long story short, they didn't really give him much of an option. There wasn't really a good, solid choice B. So he decides he's going to come along. They come along, and they set up the pesel Micha in Shevet Dan's Chelek in this new land that they annexed. How long was Pesel Micha there? So Rashi says in Parashat Shoftim, as long as Mishkan was in Shilai, that's how long the Pesel was in Shevet Dan. Hundreds upon hundreds of years. Right in the beginning of time when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable. That's how long Pesel Micha existed. So Micha was the one who made the Pesel, but really, the Koye, the person that was in charge of the Pesel Micha was this Levi. Who was the Levi? What's the rest of the story? So the pasuk gives him a name. His name was Yohanesin ben Gershim ben Menashe. But if you look at it in the Navi, the Nun in Menashe is a Nun Tluya, like we had yesterday in the Daf. It's a Nun Tluya. Why is it a Nun Tluya? Because really, say Chazal, it was Yohanesin ben Gershim ben Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had a son, his name was Gershim. Another son, Eliezer. That Gershon had a son whose name was Yohanesan. He was the Koyen to Pesel Micha. He's this Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu was an anacle of Levi ben Yaakov. So why does it say Ben Menashe Mishum Chvoidoi? So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk didn't want to make it clear and explicit that he came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we make it as if he was Menashe. But what did Menashe do? Says the Gemara Bava Basha Daf Kuf Yoram and Aleph. You want to know what Menashe did? Menashe was Maimit Tzelem Behechel. This was a Tzelem. That's what it was. Toilet. And that's why the Pasuk says it as if he comes from Menashe. Now you know the rest of the story. These Gemaras that we're learning, but really he's Ben Moshe. Now, how did Moshe Rabbeinu come to have such a son? Since you do the Baal HaTurim, says in the beginning of Parashas Yisroi that when Moshe married Yisroi's daughter, Yisroi made some strings attached. He agreed to it only on the condition that the first son that Moshe was going to have, he was going to be Makdish L'Avodah Zarah. Chassam Sofer says that's why it was Shema Echad Gershon, the Shema Echad Eliezer. Should have been Shema Echad Shema Sheni, because Eliezer, he felt, was the Shema Echad. Chassam Sofer says that's why he didn't name his first son Eliezer. Really, Eliezer, Elikeyavi Be'ezri. He named his first son Gigera Yisi Beretz Nachriya. Should have named his first son Elikeyavi Be'ezri. That seems to be the more noble of the two reasons that he gave for naming his sons, because he knew that this first son maybe. But bottom line is, say Chazal, the Baal HaTurim brings it, it's a Medrash, that even though it was never Neskayim and Moshe's son Gershon that he should go L'Avodah Zarah, but it was Neskayim and his son's son with the Koyen Yohanesan, who was the Koyen LePesel Micha. But either way, so says the Gemara, Micha sets up this Pesel that's going to be in Shevet Dan for hundreds and hundreds of years. Yet at the same time, he's not listed as one of the Yoytoi She'en L'mchelik V'yoylam Abba. The Teretz is, B'tnei Shepitoi Mitzuyu L'Ovid Jochem. V'over Bayom Tzora, V'hiko Bayom Galef. The Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Zechariah, that the Tzora passed through the sea. What is that referring to? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Pesel Shel Micha. So Pesel Micha came through the sea. Which sea did Pesel Micha come from? So Rashi says Tu Pshatim, but the first one is very well known. Rashi says, Kishakasa Moshe Sashen, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he threw it into the Nilus, Lahalois Aroinei Shal Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu had a shlichus. His shlichus was that he had to take the Atzmis Yosef with him, Ki Ashbeya Hishbeya. He had to bring it with him into Eretz Yisrael. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. The Yidden were busy with Pisas Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Mitzvahs. He wanted to take Aroinei Shal Yosef, but he didn't know where to find Aroinei Shal Yosef. It was in the Nilus. So he wrote the Shem Avaya, or one of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He throws it into the Nilus, and sure enough, the Aron came. Says the Pos, says Rashi, Ba Micha. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu threw the Shem of Hashem into the Nilus, Micha came, V'natla Behichavi. He took it, and he crossed the Yam Suf with it. V'hainu Dechsev V'Avar Bayam Tzara. K'shehev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Avar Micha Imam Shebiyadei Hashem. And says Rashi, you know what the rest of the story is? Lasso Yisrael Ego. That's how the Yidden made the Ego. So the Yidden made the Ego using one of the Shemai Saktoshim. Had they get access to that Shem? Micha was the one who took it with him when they crossed the Yam. Either way, so you see a little bit of the Tifkai of the Pesel Micha. Pesel Micha is related to the Chet Ha'egel. So we had last week, Yeravim ben Avot was Maimin HaGolem. They weren't just HaGolem calves. These were calves. He used the same words, Eilei Lehecha Yisrael, Asher Aluchem Eretz Mitzrayim. All the words that the Torah uses in Parshas Kisisa when it talks about the Chet Ha'egel are precisely the words that it used when we're talking about the HaGolem of Yeravim ben Avot. So the Chet Ha'egel, the Vidi Zohav, the Chet Ha'egel, Pesel Micha, the Golem of Yeravam, they're all somehow intertwined. Either way, says the Gemara, more about Micha. Tanya Reb Nosson Eben, Yigrav, which is where the Pesel Micha was, the Shiloi, which is where the Mishkan was, Shleisha Milan, was a distance of 3 milan. V'hoya Ashan Amarocha, V'ashan Pesel Micha Mis'arvim Zebezeh. The Yidden would bring Karbonis and Shiloi. The Uvdei Avodah Zarah would bring Karbonis to the Pesel Micha, and the smoke would come together, and they would merge. When the Malachi Hashoros saw this going on, they wanted to destroy, they wanted to kill Micha. You can't kill Micha. So the fact that Micha was Pita Mitzuya L'Ovid Rachem, it saved him during his lifetime, and it saved him also in terms of he's not misted as one of the people. Story of Pesel Micha was one of the reasons, it was the adding injury to insult to why the Yidden were punished by Pelegesh Begiva. So what's the story of Pelegesh Begiva? Gittin Dav Vav Fame, also mentioned in Parsha Shoftim, and no, we don't have time to go through it. But the long and short of it is that there was a man who had a Pelegesh that ran away from him, and then he went and took her back. And on his way back home, there were Yidden from Shevet Binyamin that went and violated her. And it was a whole group of people, and when word got out that you had a bunch of Yidden that went and violated a girl, Berabim, they're very disappointed. A civil war broke out. 40,000 Yidden of Shevet Binyamin end up dying. So Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Yidden, it's very nice, right? It's very noble what the Yidden did. They went out and they avenged the covet of this girl, of this Pelegesh. How is it possible that Yidden should go ahead and do this? But Hashem said, you weren't Meicha from my covet. Pesel Micha you didn't have a problem with. And Al Kvoidei Shal Basel B'dam Mechisam. The two things happened around the same time. Either way, Zok Tegemar, Am Rabbi Yechon, Mishra Rabbi Yesim, and Tisma. G'doyla Legima. Legima, when somebody provides food to travelers, it's so chashuv, she'erchikosh de mishpachis mi Yisrael, that there were two families that are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they didn't provide food. Who are the two families? Shenemar. Al dvar ashalei kidmu eschem, belechem uvamayim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitzei, lo yovoi amoini, and what's the reason for it? Because Hashem said that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they didn't come out, give them bread, give them water, baderech betzeser Mitzrayim. And it's for that reason they're not allowed to enter into the Kal. So you see how important it is when somebody's traveling to sit him down and be mechazik him, give him something, give him a cup of water, give him a coffee, make him feel good. G'dayla legima, she'erchika shtei mishpachos mi'yisrof. Rabbi Yechanan, they amar. Rabbi Yechanan said this in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. But Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm going to add to that. I have other rayas that legima is so important. Number one, it's marcheches es akroivim. Umekareves es arachoikim. Umalemes einayim in arisham. It causes Hashem to look away from Risham. Umashre shechina al nevi'e habal. It caused one of the nevi'e habal to have a shoyes hashechina, to have a real nevuah. V'shigigosoy oy lezodin. And if somebody doesn't do it, but he doesn't do it b'shoygeg, Malo all of akasiv as if he didn't do it b'mezid. Rabbi Yochanan explained. Marcheches es akroivim. Where do you find that legima is so important that it could be marcheches es akroivim me'aminu mayev? Aminu mayev akroivim. How do you know they were akroivim? Rashi says dupshatim. Either geographically they were close to Eretz Yisrael, or because they come from light. Aminu mayev come from the bnois light, right after the story of light. So the bnois after the shtoim v'amayra, the bnois light think that the world is coming to an end and there's going to be no way for it to perpetuate. So they are nivala to their fathers. One, then the other, the first one's Amrin, the other one is Mayav, story with Ramosha, right? And there's Akhtamat, the Chelik Ches, and Igris Moshe, we've spoken about that in the past. But the bottom line is that you see that they were craving, because Loit is Avram Avinu's nephew, and they can't come Bekal Hashem. Why? Al Dvar Hashem Loi Kidmu Eschem Belechem Uvamayim. Thus you see, it's Merachik Kroivim, Umekareves as a Rechaikim. How do you know you could do Kir of Rechaikim with Legima, so I mean it's self-evident, but it's learned out me Yisroi. It was because Yisroi told his daughters, go let this young man invite him in and give him something to eat. So what was Yisroi Zaycha do from that? It's unbelievable. Yisroi had the foresight to invite a Yid into his house and give him a cup of coffee and a Danish, and it was because of that that he was Zaycha, that Bnei Bonav Yoshvim Belishkas HaGazes. Shenema U'mishpachay Soifrim Yoshvim Yaibetz Tirosim Shemosim Suchosim Hey Makid Mabam Mechamas Avi Beis Rechav Ksiv Hosom Bnei Keni Chayzim Yoshvim Olam Yerat Mor Mas Bnei Yehuda Bin Bar Yehuda Adshav Benegav Arad V'yedach V'yeshvim Esa'on. The gist of it is that Yisroel is Zaycha, that his grandchildren are Yoshvim Belishkas HaGazes. And what set that chain in motion, those events started with legima. How do you know that if somebody has the schus of legima, he could be a rasha, and Hashem will turn the blind eye, which we saw, by the way, ba'olam hazeh and ba'olam haba. Malachi Yashar is wanted Micha killed. Hashem said, no, he's running a soup kitchen. I can't kill him. In olam haba, he's not mentioned in the Mishnah because he's running a soup kitchen. So where do you know that from? Mi Micha. Mashu shechina al-Navi Abal. How do you know that a Navi Abal could have nevuah mechaveroi shel idai ha-Navi? We know that from the chaver of idai ha-Navi. So that's another pasuk that's mentioned. It's in the earlier part of Malachim Aleph, right after Yeruvim ben Nevat is introduced. So the Navi interrupts the narrative of Yeruvin and tells the story about Idoi. Idoi bumps into the one of the Bnei Aval. This Navi Abal wanted to mislead Idoi by telling him some Nevuah Sheker. He ends up inviting him into his house. He serves him some food, and as he serves him food, all of a sudden he gets tapped in. He has a real Nevuah. See, he's a Navi Abal. He wanted to mislead Idoi HaNavi, but at the same time, once he served him food, he was Eichet Nevuah. So you see the Kayach of Legima. And finally, and how do you know that if somebody doesn't give someone legima, b'shoigig, it's as if he did it b'mezid, we know that. So we spoke about Noiv Ira Kehanim earlier in the parak, where Noiv Ira Kehanim begins, where David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. He has no food, he needs food. So he goes to Achimelech, who's the Kohen Gadol in Noiv. He asks him for something to eat. Doyagadoimi sees him. He goes and he tells Shaul that Achimelech is conspiring together with David. Achimelech gets killed. The 85 kings, Kehanim, get killed. The entire city, Noshim, Noshim, the Taf, get killed. Doyagadoimi ends up having no chelik in Olam Haba. Shaul HaMelech and his sons end up being killed by the Plishtim. It all started because David HaMelech was starving. So said Rav, Il Mole Hilvo Yohinus on the Dov had Yoinus and given David shtei kikros lechem, two sandwiches. Loi nerga noiv ira kehanim, v'loi nitra doyego adoimi, v'loi nerag shol u'shloishes banav. The importance of a bagel. But the bottom line is, is that it sounds like from Rav's statement that Yoinus is somehow being punished for it. He's a shaygig. If there was ever a shaygig, Yoinus was a shaygig. Who could have anticipated that this was going to happen? But that's what you see. Shigigasa oila zadoim. Exhale. So just one ha'ara. And that is, we mentioned over here, G'dayla legima, she marcheches es ha'kroivim. And who were the kroivim? Amen umayav. Amen umayav were kroivim to Klal Yisrael. They were kroivim blood relatives because they come from Leit. Leit was Avram Avinu's nephew. Also geographically, they were situated near Eretz Yisrael. Yet the Torah is very sharp. So if a Mitzri wants to be Megayer, come Bekal Hashem, it's okay. If somebody from some other nation, an Adoimi, so sometimes you have to wait a few generations. But when it comes to Amen Umayav, the Pasuk says, Gam Doira Siri lo yovar lehem bekal Hashem. Adoilam. And what's the reason? Again, Al Dvar Eshele Kidmu Eschem Belechem Uvamayim Bederech Bitzeschem Yimitzrayim. So this, of course, is very much related to a lot of what we've been talking about in Perek Chelek, and that is the story of David HaMelech, and it really begins with the Gemara Mesechtes Yevamos, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when Shaul HaMelech was asking around about David, so Shaul wanted to know, he wanted to see David HaMelech's Yichas Brief. So Doigo Adoimi, who is Malshin, he's a Baal Lashon Hara, he tells Shaul that, you know, until before you find out whether he's a meyuchis and whether he's roy to be king, why don't you find out first if he's even mutu lavi bekal? So Shaul said, my timer, what's the reason? He says, the ka'asi mi rusa mayaviyah. Because he comes from rusa mayaviyah. Meaning Rus was from mayav. And the pasuk says, lo yavoi amoini umayavi bekal Hashem. Omalei Avner. So the Gemara says that Avner was standing there. And Avner said, tonino, amoini v'loi amoinis. Mayavi v'loi mayavis. He said, no, we know that's only the males are problematic, not the females. So he said, my time, I'm skipping a little bit. He said, because why is it that Amenu Moyev and Allah to be Baba Kal Hashem? It's because the Pasuk said, Al Ashali Kidvu Eschem Alecha V'Mamay. So Avner said, Darko Shel Ish Likadem, V'lo Darko Shel Isha Likadem. Because it's only the derech of an ish to be mekadim. It's not the derech of an isha. Bottom line is, there was a back and forth, doyeg, they tried killing people. The end of the story is, David HaMelech is accepted into the Kal Hashem, even though he comes from a Mayavia, because Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis, because the whole reason, Zilbasar Taima, we're being Dairish Taima the Kra, it's Al Dvarash or Kid Mu'escha Malacha v'Mayim, the men, it was expected from them to have gone and given the Yidden food, but the women not, says the Gemara, why not? So you'll tell me because of pritzos? So let the men go to the men and let the women go to the women. Says the Gemara, Hacha Targimu Kol Kfoid Bas Melech Penimo B'marova Amri V'itema Rabbi Yitzchaka Makro V'yoymer Uel of this week's parasha Aye Sori Ishtecha V'yoymer Hine Yiba'oil. So you see that there's an idea of a Midas Atznios, either Kol Kfoid Bas Melech Penimo or from Aye Sori Ishtecha. I'll tell you parenthetically, Rashi in Mesechtes Gittin Daf Yud Bei Zamed Aleph. So the Gemara over there says Kol Kfoid Bas Melech Penimo. Says Rashi, why? Because Kol Yisrael b'nei melacha. Meaning you find in halacha very often this idea that Kol Kvedos Malach Panima permeates halacha. Why? It's a bas melach. Who's the bas melachim? Says Rashi, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. Chassam Sofer and Tshuva is very bothered with this Rashi. He says you have a Mefurash Gemara where the Gemara says it about the Mayavios, about the women that were from Ammon. If it's because they're literally b'nei melachim, because a bas Yisrael is a bas melech, then how could it be a tain on the Mayavios? How could it be a tain on the Ammonios? So the Chassam Sofer asks a Tmir Gedoyla from this Gemara right here, Yevamos Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, on Rashi and Gittin Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. But I'm just going to tell you one interesting Ha'ara. That is, there's a Gemara Masechtas Hoirius, Daf Yud Amud Beis. It's also Gemara Masechtas Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. But the Gemara over there says as follows. The Pasuk says, May Dechsev, Ki Yesharim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubam, Upoishim Yukashlubam. Says the Gemara, Mashal Leloit Ushnei Benois. Again, this week's parasha. Loit and his daughters were Bayal. Now that's a problem, because that's an Tzgili Arayas. But at the same time, says the Gemara, Hey, the daughters, Shenischavnu L'Shem Mitzvah, they had the right intentions. Gedoyla Veir L'Shma, Tzadikim Yechubam. Like Ya'el, that's Aveir L'Shma. Who? Shenischavnu L'Shem Aveira, he who did an Aveira, Upoishim Yukashlubam, he's going to be a Poishim Yukashlubam. So two people could do the same exact thing. But really what it depends on, whether or not it's going to be perceived as a good thing or a bad thing, it all depends on whether your intention was good or your intention was bad. Loitu shnei b'noisav. In a vacuum, let's see. They who had the right intentions, it was viewed as an aveir l'shma, thus tzadikim yechubam. He who had the wrong intentions, loit, he's upoishim yukashubam. Zokta marshan chedushi agadis, a dover nifla. Yesh loima, that it's because of this, zochu shahutru hanekevois lovoi bekal. Being that the nekevois in the creation of Amun Umayyav had the right intention, it's for that reason the females of Amun Umayyav are mutu lovei bekal and shem. But the hush and eschavin l'shem aveira, he who is eschavin l'shem aveira, upoishin yikashlubam. Half love of fella. Aye, says the Marsha, the Gemara gives a different reason. The Pasuk even gives a different reason. Yesh loima dahava hagara. But either way, that's the tzadikim yelchubam. Upoishim yikashlubam. Tzadikim yelchubam, they're zoicha, that they're yelchu. They can walk together with Yidden. They're mutu lovi bakal Hashem, as opposed to the men, they're also lovi bakal Hashem. Half love of fella from the Marsha. But I found that this Marsha, it's a mefurish of Balaturim. Balaturim, right there on that Pasuk. Lo yove amoini mayavi bakal Hashem. What's the Pasuk right before that? Lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem. Gamder asir lo yovei b'kal Hashem. Right afterwards, says the pasuk, lo yovei amoini b'kal Hashem. Says the Baal HaTurim, v'somach amoini u'mayavi l'mamzer. Gevaldik. What's the smichos between amoini, mayavi, and mamzer? It's very simple. She b'noi sloit nivalu la'aviyem. B'noi sloit gave birth to Amun Umayyah from their father, which means, based on Mishpatei HaTorah, the children would be Mamzerim, because they're Chavi Krisos. The Yodu Mamzerim. Then says the Baal HaTurim, V'hanekevois mutorois, l'fi shehem neschavnu l'dvar mitzvah. So it's a Mefurish of Baal HaTurim. If Pashas Kisei that says exactly what the Marsha says, in Chedushi HaGadus, in Masechtas Hoiris, that if Yod Amit Abbeis, Zok the Gemara Vayter. So we explain why Micha isn't mentioned in the Mishnah together with the Elu she'en lem chelik lo'yum abba. Zok the Mishnah with Neima lo'y manu es Achaz. Achaz Chizkiyo's father, who we said was also a Rasha. Why isn't he mentioned as one of the kings that don't have a chelik lo'yum abba? So we didn't have an answer for Yoyakim. Gemara says, Rava asked Rabbi Bar Mori. He says, I don't know why Yoyakim's not mentioned, but Bederech Agav, I can tell you why Micha wasn't mentioned. But why wasn't Achaz mentioned? Om Rabbi Yirmiyah Barab, listen to this Gemara. Mipnei Shem Mutol Ben Shnei Tzadikim. The reason he's not...
All them were worse. Achaz did the bad, then Nashon was in the middle. What's going to Kashrim? So not every Rosh Hashanah in the Chizkiyahu Mabah. Achaz didn't do as bad as them.
I hear. And the truth is, the Gemara needs Mekairis for why the ones that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. So the Gemara, so why is Achaz not mentioned? Mipnei Shem Mutol Ben Shnei Tzadikim. It's because he's sandwiched between two tzaddikim. Ben Yoisam, that was Achaz's father. Who is a tzaddik? L'chizkiyo. That was his son. Rabbi Yosef says, the reason is because he once showed humility. He was embarrassed of Yeshaya and Novi. Shneba, the pasuk says, Vayayim Hashem el Yeshayo. Say no, likros achas. I want you to go to achas. Ata u'shayoshev banecha. You and your son, shayoshev. El kitzei to'olas ha'brecha el yoyne. He tells him where he's going to meet him. El mesilas stay koyves. Go meet him by the road of the field of koyves. That when Ocha saw Yeshaya, he didn't want to look at him. He was afraid that Yeshaya was going to see, right? You go to a Rebbe sometimes, so you put your brim really low. You don't want him to see right through you. So it was in that vein. Yeshaya didn't want to look, or Ochas didn't want Yeshaya to look at him. He put something that koifs him, washers use over his head. But Hatzadah Shav HaShem is the same thing. He showed a certain humility, a certain kovet to Yeshaya Navi, and it's in that schos that he's not mentioned amongst the kings that don't have Keluk Noilam Abba. Says the Gemara, Bipnei Maloi Manu as Amoin. Why didn't they mention Amoin? So Amoin is Yeshaya Hanavi's father. Menashe had a son, Amoin, who had a son, not Yeshaya Novi, Yoshio HaMelech. So Yoshio HaMelech's father. So why isn't Amoin mentioned? Zok de Gemara Bipnei Kfoido Yishal Yoshio. You want to know why? Because he had a son, Yoshio. And it was in the schus of his son, Yoshio, bro mezaka abba, like the Gemara is going to say right now, that Amoin is not mentioned amongst the kings that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Freit the Gemara, Menashe nami loy nimni mikvei kvoidoi shel chizkiyo. If that's the case, then why is Menashe mentioned? Why don't we say Menashe shouldn't be mentioned either? Why? He also had a schus. What was his schus? His father. He had a father, chizkiyo. Zok the Gemara, bro mezaki abba, abba loy mezaki bro. A son can be mezaki his father, but a father can't be mezaki his son. Dechzid, how do we know that? Because the pasuk says, ve'ein miyodi matzel. And we learn from there, ein Avram matzel as Yishmael, ve'ein Yitzchak matzel as Esau. So a son could be mezaki a father. So Yoshio and Melech was mezaki Amoin. But at the same time, Chizkiyo couldn't be mezaki Menashe. Now that you just said that bro is mezaki Abba, and the reason Amoin's not mentioned is because of Yoshio, so I have a reason now why Achaz wasn't mentioned. Till now we said, why wasn't Achaz mentioned? Because he showed covet to Yeshaya Novi. Achaz nami lo yimni could be the reason Achaz isn't mentioned is mishum kfoidoi shel Chizkiyo, because he too had a son, Chizkiyo. So Yoshio HaMelech is the reason that his father Amoin is not mentioned amongst the kings, and Chizkiyo HaMelech is the reason that his father Achaz is not mentioned amongst the kings. So the Gemara says, "Bro mezaka Abba, Abba loy mezaki bro." What's the reason? So if you take a look at the Marsha, the Sfar is really poshut. He says because a father is mechanech his son. Father brings his son into the world. So obviously a father has a big chelek. He owns a lot of stock in his son. So if the son ends up being a tzaddik and doing great things, the father has a chelek in it. So it makes perfect sense why bro would be mezaki abba. But at the same time, abba loy mezaki bro, because if somebody is chashuv and his son is a rasha, so what's the svara to say that it should work in the reverse? So l'chura, the svara of why Abba Mezaki, bro Mezaki, Abba lo Mezaki, bro, is rather straightforward. There's a Gemara, Mesechtes Soita, Daf Yudah Midbeis. And again, all these Gemaras are very much related to the theme of Perek Chelek. The Gemara over there is talking about Avshalom. So David HaMelech had a son, Avshalom, who at the end of his life wanted to kill his own father. Achitofel joined the rebellion. David HaMelech famously sang Shira Mizvah LeDavid Bevarchav Nei Avshalom Benoi. Avshalom, the pasuk describes as being extremely handsome, and his most unique character trait was his very long hair. And the Mishnah says Avshalom was Nizga'e B'Saira. He had Gaiva with his hair, and it's for that reason that when he was killed, Mida connected Mida. That's how it comes into the mission, the end of Masech Saita, because the mission over there discusses all the Mida connected Midas. And one of the Mida connected Midas is that Avshalom was Niska B'Soira, Lefichach Nitla B'Soira, says the Gemara. On the topic of Avshalom, the Pasuk says that when David HaMelech heard that his son Avshalom died, this is a son that wanted to kill him. Vayirgaz HaMelech, he got afraid, he shuddered. Vayal al Elias Hashar, he went up to the Elias Hashar, Vayevken, he cried. V'choy Omar Belechtein, this is what he said. Bini Avshalom, my son Avshalom. Bini Avshalom, my son Avshalom. Mi yitein Musi ani tachtecha. I wish Hashem would have taken my life instead of the life of my son Avshalom. Avshalom bini. V'amelech lot as ponov, he covered his face. V'yizak ha-melech koil godol. Bini Avshalom. Avshalom bini. Some of the most moving psukim in all of Nach, where David HaMelech cries, V'yizak ha-melech koil godol. V'yirgaz ha-melech, when he hears that his son, who wanted to kill him, died. Says the Gemara, if you count the amount of time it says Bini in this Psukim, it says it 8 times. Hani tam nibni lama, why does it say it 8 times? Says the Gemara, Shiva da askim a Shiva Madur Gehenim. 7 to take Avshalom, who was a Rosha, out of the Shiva Madur Gehenim. The Idoch and the 8, Ikad Ami, the carved ratio of the Gabi Gufe, because when Avshalom was killed, he was beheaded. So to move his head a little bit closer to his guf, that's why he said it an 8th time. Ikudami, and some say the icy la alma da asi. So you should be zoika to go to Olam Haba. Yesterday's daf, we had a brisa that said Avshalom is ain't lechelik Olam Haba, but this obviously is arguing with that, and he said it an 8th time, he should go to Olam Haba. Freik ta isus akasha, the ikasha, ha'om, ruba perik chelik, bra mezaki abba, the abba loy mezaki bra, kidich sive emi yadi matzo. So freik ta isus akasha, how could David HaMelech have gotten his son Avshalom into Olam Haba? I thought there's an idea of abba loy mezaki bra, a bra could be mezaki abba. Here you have a father who's crying for his son, and he got his son at a Shiva Madura Gehenim, and didn't tell him Abba. I thought our Gemara says, Abba Le Mezaki, bro. Says, Toisviz Gevaldik Inam. Matzi Le Meimar. Hada Omar, Abba Le Mezaki, bro. Hainu Bisham Kovid Ha'av, Eimoinim, Milim Noisoy Im Rishoyim. You have to be Medayik Lishoyne Yazov Shal Toisviz, Ein Kamekoymai. But the punchline is below Tfila. Without tefillah, avol tefillah mayelis. The David his spalal avshalom. Abalei mezaki bro means that there's no idea that if somebody had a chash of a father, so somehow he's going to go scot free. But there is an idea that a father can daven for a son, and that's what David HaMelech was doing. And he davened bini 8 times, and that's chos avshalom went out of the shiva maduri gehenim, and he was zoicha to enter olam haba. It's interesting. You talk about abalei mezaki bro, and the truth is, It's more than that. Not only is Abba Loi Mezaki Bra, but an Abba could sometimes be a big Tviya on a son. Right? If somebody comes from Chashav Yichus, so it could be a Tviya. You had from who to learn. It's Yidua, the verse from the Dubna Magid, in the middle of the Teichah and Parshas B'chukosai, we interrupt the program, and we say, B'koil Rom, V'zacharti es Brisi Yaakov, V'afes Brisi Yitzchak, V'afes, who's Naftali, V'afes Brisi Avram Eskar, V'aretz Eskar, right? You say it loud. So you're middle reading the Teichah is very quiet and fast, and then all of a sudden, you belt out this Pasuk, and the kash is, where does this come in the middle of the Teichah? So Pasuk, it's Divrei Nechama, that Hashem says that even in the middle of the Teichah, we're going to stop, V'zacharti es Brisi Yaakov, V'afes Brisi Yitzchak, V'afes Brisi Avram Eskar, but it's Yidua, the Dubna Magid said, and he explained it with a mashal, that there were two people that committed the same crime, they stole together, and they come in front of the judge, and the judge said, this person, community service 30 days, the other person gets 5 years without parole. So he says, I don't understand. We did the same thing. We literally did it together. Why is this person getting a punishment? He's 30 days. So he says, listen, you have to understand. He says, this person who stole, do you know who Ishnam's from? The Tata's given a Ganav, the Zaida's a Ganav, the Elta Zaida was a Ganav, the Baba's a Ganav. He comes from Ganavim. He had no way of knowing any better. So is it a Chiddush that he stole? We have to go easy on him. It's a mitigating factor that we're going to take into consideration. But you're a B'nun Shal Kadoshim. When do you come to doing something like this? So it's for that reason you're going to be punished more severely. But the Dubna Magid Gezok, that Hashem is saying Divrei Teichacha, and in the middle of the Teichacha, to pile on. We're going to remember who you come from. And if you come from Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, it's going to add to the Tviya. It's going to add to the Teichacha. Because you had from who to learn. I was thinking that, you know, you say in Shemayin Esrei, V'zoichach Chazdei Yavois, U'mevi Goya Levnei V'Neyem, L'man Shemay Bahava. So Pasha Pshat, right, the Mefarshei HaTfila, about it, right? What's Pasha Pshat? This is the first bracha where Kavanah is Ma'akev. So what kind of a Kavanah are you supposed to have? V'zoichach Chazdei Yavois, Hashem remembers the Chazdei Yavois, U'mevi Goya Levnei V'Neyem. Because of the Chazdei Yavois, Hashem brings a Geula Levnei V'Neyem. So the Bnei V'Neyem of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov will be Zoicha to Geula. Why? The Schosavis, V'Zoicha Chazdei Yavois. But then you say Laman Shemai. Laman Shemai suggests that there's really no reason for Hashem to be bringing the Geula. He's only bringing it Laman Shemai. So which one is it? Is it Umevi Goy Levnei V'Neyem because of V'Zoicha Chazdei Yavois? Or is it Mevi Goy Levnei V'Neyem Laman Shemai? So the way you're supposed to have Kavanah is you're supposed to say that V'Zoicha Chazdei Yavois Umevi Goy Levnei V'Neyem. And Itamus Chosavis, like the Gemara discusses in Shabbos Nunvav and other places, on that side, that Tamus Chosavis. So the Schosavis is not going to be enough of a reason for the Geula to come. Well, maybe Goyal of Nevinayim Leman Shemoy. I saw once Rabbi Chanan says in Kovitz Mamorim. So he says that maybe Goyal of Nevinayim Leman Shemoy. So if Hashem is going to have to bring a Leman Shemoy, meaning we're not going to have Schosim, we're not even going to have Schos Avay. So you'd think Hashem would do it begrudgingly. That's what we conclude, Bahava. Even then, it's going to be Bahava. Even if it's maybe Goyal of Nevinayim Leman Shemoy, it's still going to be Bahava. But I was thinking, Lefi Anal, it could be the Pshat's differently. It's the Zoycher Chazdei Avos. Hashem is going to remember the Chazdei Avos. Umevi Goyal of Nevinayim. Because of the Chazdei Avos, Hashem is going to bring the Gula. But realize that Gufa, that Hashem is using the Chazdei Avos as an impetus for the Gula to come, does Gufa's Leman Shemoy. Because there's two ways to look at Schos Avos. You could look at Schos Avos as a Schos, or you could look at it as the way it's mentioned in the Teuchach of Zacharti Esprisi Yaakov, Vafasprisi Yitzchok, Vafasprisi Avon Meskavaris Eskor. So Schos Avos is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's Gavaldik. But then you have the idea of Abelai Mazaki, bro, and a pasuk in the Teichecha. So the reason the Geula is going to come is Zeichech as the Avos. But at the same time, it's Leman Shemoy that we're spinning the Schos Avos for our good and not for our bad. Either way, that's the first aura. Second aura is that the Gemara mentioned the Ein Miyodi Matzel, Ein Avram Matzel as Yishmol, Ein Yitzchok Matzel as Esav. So the Teres Chaim on this Gemara asks a bomba kasha. From the Gemara, it sounds like Yishmol is a Rasha. He's in Gehenim. He's not in Olam Haba. And despite the fact that he has a father, Avram Avinu ain't Avram Matzel as Yishmol. Avram Avinu doesn't have the ability to save Yishmol. Frank the Teres Chaim, how could the Gemara say that? We all know. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Bava Basra, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said it, that Yishmol did tshuva. So if Yishmol did tshuva, Frank the Teres Chaim, what does this Gemara mean? Ain't Avram Matzel as Yishmol. He did tshuva. And he quotes the Gemara, B'makom shebal yitshuvim oimdim ein tzadikim yuchayim l'amay. Yishmol's doing just fine. Yishmol doesn't need any help. So what does this mean? Ain't Avram Matzel as Yishmol. Says the Teres Chaim, and don't tell me it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan held that Yishmol didn't do tshuva. This man Amar over here holds that Yishmol didn't. Don't say that. You know why? Because there's so many Tanoim in Talmud Bavli whose name was Yishmael. And if there was a tzad that maybe Yishmael died a Rasha, nobody would have named their children Yishmael. As a matter of fact, it's Halacha. V'shem Risham Yirkov. So V'shem Risham Yirkov, Freik, the Teres Chaim, it must be that Yishmael goes down as not being a Rasha. It's not just a fun fact, some idea that Yishmol the Tshuva. No, it's nothing to talk about. There was a Messiah that Yishmol the Tshuva. They named their kids Yishmol after the fat Yishmol. It's very obvious. Why else would they have named the name Yishmol? It's a pella that we don't use it anymore today. Like, what happened? But the bottom line is that once upon a time they gave the name. And if they gave the name Bal Korcha, it's because Yishmol the Tshuva. So break the Teres Chaim. How do you understand Pshat in this Gemara, where the Gemara says, Ein Yitzchok Machzel Esav. So the truth is, it's this Kasha, the Teres Chaim mass, he doesn't bring it, but it's a Mefurish of Tosfos Yishana. We've spoken this out over the years. Tosfos Yishana is a Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing this idea of the Shem Rishon Yirkov, the Im Toimah, Freik to Tosfos Yishana. Listen to Lashoyne Azov, Shalat Tosfos Yishana. Leman de Omar. Ein Avram Matzel es Yishmol. The Islay Lemei Mashalay Asi Yishmol Tshuva. Eich Karoy L'Shem Tzadik. It's Tosfos Yishana's Kasha. According to the Man de Omar, that Yishmol didn't do tshuva, meaning Teis Yishanim said, I know, not like the Teres Chaim. It is a machlokes in Shas, whether Yishmol did tshuva or not. Because it's a Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Masechtas Bava Basra, said Yishmol did tshuva, Rav Yechon is Memra, but you have this Gemara right here, Ebi Adi Matzel, and he quotes Sanhedrin Kuf Dalet. So it's this Gemara right here. So according to that Mandama that says that Yishmol didn't do tshuva, how do you ever have the name Yishmol? Teres Chaim's Kasha, and he says, could be the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that named Yishmol, Yishmol. So being that it was a name that came from Hashem, it doesn't fall into the gather of V'Shem Risham Yirkov. I'll just tell you, interesting, and that is, you find this idea of V'Shem Risham Yirkov mentioned in other places. A few very, very bullet point type marmakoinas. Number one, Tosfos in the beginning of the 13th parak in Masechtas Ksubas. The Mishnah over there talks about Shnei Dayanei Gzeiros, the opening line of the last parak of Ksubas. Hoy B'Yushalayim, what were their names? Admoin v'Chonon ben Avshalom. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the right girsa is not Avshalom. It's Avishalim. It can't be Avshalim. You know why? The Amah Beperek Chelik, the Avshalim, mainly Chelik, Leilam Abba. That's the price that we saw last night. Avshalim has no Chelik in Leilam Abba. Now, the truth is, Gemara Masechta, so you did that view that Avshalim does have a Chelik in Leilam Abba. Same Shiloh. But the point is, if he has no Chelik in Leilam Abba, like Yishmol doesn't have a Chelik in Leilam Abba, there's no way you can name the name Yishmol. So it must be the
case.
I hear. So then you would, I hear what you're saying. So then you would have to give the name Avishalim. Maybe if he does have a chelik in Olam Haba, he quotes Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel. He doesn't quote Soita. There's a Tosfos in Masechtas Megillah that Yudam Beis. The Gemara over there mentions Rabbi Bar Oifron. Rabbi Bar Oifron says Tosfos that he's seen different Gersois. The right Gersois is Oifron, the right Gersois is an Ephron. It can't be Rabbi Bar Ephron. The Shem Rishon Yirka, the right Masker Bishmayu. There's no way that there would have been a Yid, but the name of Ephron. It's just not a name you give because simply you have Shem Rishon Yirka. But you do the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that I'm wondering out loud, that's Kamat his lashon that he uses. He's wondering out loud if the reason Korach had the downfall that he had is because if you look in the end of Parshas Vayishlach, when the Torah goes through the Aluf Yesav, there's an Aluf Korach. And he says he doesn't understand where in the world Korach's father came to name his son Korach. Aluf Korach! The Shem Rishon Yirkov, that's a name that belongs in the family of Esav, not a name that belongs in the family of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Says the Chassam Sofer, who knows? If it wasn't that name that caused Korach to eventually be Korach, I'll tell you one other Chakavim Maramachim, that is, there's a Yerushalmi in Masech the Sukkah that quotes Rabbi Yuda Bar Titus. And Yosef Engel, Yoya Ashas, is very bothered. Titus is the Titus. So how in the world can you name someone Titus? Either way, we have a Daf Gemara to learn. So Zok the Gemara. What are we holding? Not far enough. Good. Zok the Gemara. Can't end here, right? Zok the Gemara weiter. Mipnei ma loy manu es Yehoyakim. Why isn't Yehoyakim mentioned in the Mishnah as one of those that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, which was the original question? Why wasn't Yehoyakim mentioned? Rather, asked the Kash Rabbi Amari. Says, I don't know. Fake the Gemara over here. Why not? Mishum Rabbi Chiya Berab Avruya. Dom Rabbi Chiya Berab Avruya. Ksev, the pasuk says, Al Gugaltish Yehoyakim Zois Vaydacheres. It said on the skull, on the Gugaylus of Yehoyakim, Zois Vaoid Acheres. Says him, what does it mean? Zois void acheres. Skeinoi de Rapreda, Ashkach Gugol to David Koshadi Bishari Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells a story about Rapreda's grandfather. Now, there's a famous Rapreda in Shas, famous for Gemara Masech Tzeirvin. We spoke about it in the Daf recently, where he learned with his Talmud 400 times. He had a Talmud there, a very difficult time understanding. He taught it 400 times, and one time after teaching 400 times, he still didn't understand it. He taught it to him another 400 times. Yotzes Abaskel, if you want, your whole dark could be. So it sounds like this is the Zayda of that Rapreda. So Rapreda Zayda's going in the street, and he finds a skull, a human skull. And it said on the skull, Zois va'oid acheres. Kavra, so he buried it, v'lo yikbra. But it refused to be buried. Kavra again, v'lo yikbra. I was thinking maybe that's why it mentions that he was Rapreda's grandfather. That was Rapreda's midah. He taught him Torah. Nachamol. Kavra v'lo yikbra. Kavra v'lo yikbra. Omar. See, he said, Gugolto shel Yoyak. This must be the skull of Yoyakim. Dichsiv Bekus, it says regarding him, Kfuras chamor yikaver, sochoy v'hashlech. He'll be buried like a donkey and he's going to be dragged. And he's just not going to be zoicha to merit an ordinary kfura. Omar, so Rapreda's grandfather said, if this is Yehoyakim, he's a Melech Yisrael. Malkahu, I have to be very careful. I have to give him the proper covet. Karcha b'shiroi, so he wraps it in silk. Puts it in his house. The Gemara says, one day, his wife is cleaning. Chazisi devisu, his wife finds the skull. Sabra, she thought, that maybe this is the skull of Rapreda's grandfather's first wife, the Lucky Michele, and he's having a hard time. You know, he wants to remember her, so he kept the skull. Shagra tanura, so she took it, she threw it into the oven of a kulta and it burned. That was the Zoyd Vaid Acheres. That number one, he didn't have a normal kfura, and then finally, his skull is in some covered type of place, but he ends up being burnt in a fire. What does that have to do with why he's not mentioned as one of the people don't have chelik in Olam Haba? Because the kapara that he got by his body being mevuzah like this after he died, it was in that schus that he does have a chelik in Olam Haba, or at the very least, not mentioned in the Mishnah amongst those that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, b'shvil v'atoiv be'inecha osisi. So Chizkiyo didn't want to get married because he didn't want to have children. And the reason he didn't want to have children is because he saw Baruch HaKodesh who was going to come. Menashe and Amoy, they were going to come from him. And he didn't want to have children. Because of that, Hashem punished him. He was sick. He was sick to the point that he was going to die. Yeshaya Novi came to him. Yeshaya told him, it's too late. I have a Messiah. Filu Cherev Chadu Menachas HaZavar Shalodom Ayam Nahasu Menarachim. He marries Yeshaya Novi's daughter. He ends up having another, I think it was 15 years. And Menashe, of course, comes from it. That's the story of Chizkiyo. So the Pasuk says that when Chizkiyo davened to Hashem, he tells Hashem, V'atoy Beinecha Sisi. Chizkiyo asks Hashem, please, forgive. Let me have a refuah and just remember all the good things that I've done. He was one of the great people to ever live. Think about all the great things I did. And Chazal say that he shouldn't have said that. He shouldn't have spoken to Hashem as if he really deserved this Yeshua. And because he said that, which was considered a chet, he ends up saying, Mo'ois. When he's told by Yeshaya HaNavi that he's going to be healed, he asks Yeshaya for an ois. He says, I want a sign that it's going to work out. He shouldn't have done that either. But one thing led to another. And because he said ma'ois, b'shvil ma'ois, Nachrim ocha ha'shulchanai, he did another chet, and he invited Nachrim into his house. Who are the Nachrim that he invited into his house? This is Meroidach Baladin ben Baladin that we spoke about earlier in the Berik. And b'shvil shenachrim achlu al shulchanai, and because Nachrim ate at his table, garam galus levanov, his sons end up going to galus. Mesayele lechizkia. Damar chizkia. Right, this is chizkia. Spoke about chizkia enough. Chizkia melech. Kol mezamid avik chomel teich beisoy. Umasham ishalov. Garam galus levanov. Shenemar umibanecha sheyetsu memcha asher toilet yukach. V'hayu sarisen. Sends emissaries to Chizkiyo, Baruch Roifei Chaylin, and he invites him in and he shows him everything. What's everything? Oh my Rav, my base mechoisa ish the hishkes aleim. Rav said it means that Chizkiyo's wife was serving these guests. Shmuel Amar, base kinaz of Herlehem. He showed him his treasures. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zion, Oichel Zion Herlehem. He showed him weapons that were so powerful that they were able to defeat other weapons. Why is this mentioned over here? So two reasons. Number one, we're talking about Menashe, but that's not the reason it's mentioned here. The reason it's mentioned over here is because we're talking about Gadol Legima. The power of Legima, you give somebody food, you take care of somebody, Achnasas Archim, it's so powerful. That's if you do it to somebody that's deserving of it, to the right person. But if you do it to the wrong person, it can have the reverse effect. Because of the Legima that Chizkiyo gave these Shluchim that were coming from Bavel, what happened? His children, Gairim Galus Levanov Shenema Ubibanecha Sheyetsu Memcha Shetoilet Yikuch V'hoyu Sarisim Behecha Melech Bavel. Says the Gemara, we're going to now turn our attention to a different topic, Me'inyin le'inyin, Kemat Shalei Ba'is le'inyin, and that is Gemaras that talk about the Churban. So we all know, where are the Gemaras about the Churban? So those Gemaras are in Perek HaNezakin, right? The Gemaras, Sugis of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, part one, part two, part three, right? That's where the Gemaras of the Churban are. But the truth is that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Hilchis Tisha B'Av, it's in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Tisha B'Av Ase Berechitza V'Sicha U'Ne'ila Sassando V'Tashmash Amita V'Ase Likreis B'Toyre Nevi'em B'Ksuvim V'Lishneis B'Mishnah B'Medrash B'Gemar B'Alachas V'Agoles. You're not allowed to learn Teresh Shabiksav, now learn Teresh Baal Peh, no raid, you can't do anything. Mishum Shenema, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim, Misam Chelev, V'tinoi Kishol Beis Rabin, B'tei Lombay, even children don't learn Teresh. Aval Koyruhu, there are certain things, says the Shulchan Aruch, you are allowed to learn. B'Iyoiv, you're allowed to learn Iyoiv, U B'dvarim Haram Shabir Miyo, certain Prakim in Yirmiyo, V'im Yesh B'nei, B'sukhi Nechama Tzarech Lan, but if you come up to a Pasuk of Nechama, then you're going to have to skip it. So the Mechaber says, what are you allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av? Iyoiv, self-explanatory. Yirmiyo, as long as you don't read the Psukim of Nechama, says the Mishnah Brura, V'chein Agadas HaChorben. You're also allowed to learn Teresh Baal Peh. There's certain Gemaras you're allowed to learn, such as the Divrei Agada that talk about the Churban B'Perek HaNizokin U'B'Perek Chelek. And the Gemaras in Perek Chelek, the Likreis B'Churban HaNisker B'Yosifin, and then he says you're allowed to learn Sefer Yosifin as well. Either way, so these are the Gemaras over here in Perek Chelek that relate to the Churban, the rest of the story. Gemaras that are tucked away, that not everybody knows, but the bottom line is Gemaras that relate to the Churban, that's what we're about to learn. Tanya. Omer Eicha Yoshva Bada. So how does the Divrei Agada in Perek Chelek begin? It begins with the words of Eicha Yoshva Bada. Omer Why were the Yidden punished with the word Eichem? Because the word Eichem is Begamashia 36, and the Yidden were over, they violated the 36 Chayvei Krisos. If you go through Eicha, Eicha is all in the Aleph Beis. Why? V'nesha avru ala Torah, she nitna ba'aleph Beis. Yashva badat. I said, v'yishkun Yisrael betach, badat ein Yaakov el eretz dogam v'tirash af shom av yarfuta. That is in Parshas V'zoysa Bracha. So Klal Yisrael was supposed to be Vayishka Yisrael Betach Badad. There was supposed to be Badad, but it was supposed to be Betach in Yaakov Eretz Dogon V'Tirosh. It was supposed to be in a world where the Shemayim was Yarfutal. But Achsha, because of the Averos, they were Badad, but a different type of Badad. Echa Yashvu Badad. Achsha V'yeh Badad Meshavim. Ha'ira Basiyam Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shoyim Masim Ketano L'Gadol U'Gdoilo L'Kotin K'deish Yul and Banim Harb. So Rashi says that people believed that in order to have a lot of children, you needed that one of the two people in the couple should be young. So both were older, so it wasn't so mesugal to have a lot of children. So they would dafke have a ktana to a gadol or a gdola to a katan. That was the ear. It was rabasiyam. They had so many children. And now it was hoysa kalmana. Am rabbi yudam araf. Kalmana. V'lo yalmana mamish. Klal Yisrael was like an almana, but they weren't an almana. An almana is a woman whose husband dies. He's not coming back until Tchias HaMesim. But Klal Yisrael's not that way. Like, Isha Shaholach Bailu Medina Sayam, V'daitoy Lachzer Aleh, because Baruch Hu left. But it was always Daitoy Lachzer Aleh. Hayoyim and B'koy Lo Yisrael Shmo, Hashem is ready to come back. It was Hoysa Ke Almana. Not Almana, but Ke Almana. Rabosi Bagoyim, Sarosi Bamdinas, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yechanon, Komokim, Shein Hoychim, Nasim Sorin Ladoineim. What does it mean? They were Rabosi Bagoyim, that wherever the Jews would be, they would always rise to the top. They'd always be Sorim. Doesn't matter if they were in Golos, they were Bagoyim, they were Bamedinos, but they were Rabosi Bagoyim, they were Sayrosi Bamedinos. And the Gemara tells a story. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma'isa B'Shnei B'Yond was a story with two men. Shenishbu Baharakam, they were captured in Harakam. So these two men, the Yidden, their captor is walking behind them and listening as they're talking, making small talk. So one of these two Yidden tells his friend, the camel that's in front of us, it's blind in one eye, it's carrying two flasks, one has wine, the other one has oil. And the two people that are leading that camel, one is a Yid, the other one's a guy. This is the conversation they're having. So the captor hears how these two slaves that he just took are talking, and he says, how do you know that? I'm Kshay Oireth. You know, you talk as if you know everything. So self-confidently. Like, make a tasty. How do you know this? I'm Rulai. So it's very simple. Elementary. Gomel, me'asavim, shalifanel. If you look at the gomel, he's eating the grass that's in front of him. But he's only eating from one side. Must be, because he can only see from one side. So, mitzad she'roya oicheles, mitzad she'inroya ena oicheles. Utuna shtei noidois, I know that it's holding two noidois. Acha shayayin, and that one has wine, the other one has oil. Because shayayin metafta v'shakeh, because one of them I see is dripping. I mean, it's leaking. One is leaking, and it's being absorbed into the ground, that must be the wine. Vishal Shemen, and the other one, it's floating. I know that the two people leaving it, one is a Yid and one is not a Yid, because one of them, when it had to relieve itself, use the facilities, it did it right there, and the other one moved to the side. So Nofri Nifl Derech, but a Yid is a Tzanua. He must be Nifl Tzadim. Says the Gemara, Rod of Acharei, Matzke Devarim. He went and he asked them, and he found that everything they said was right. But so this captor went to these two people that he had just taken into captivity. Unashkan al-Rosham, he kissed them on their heads. Ve'evim b'vesim, he brought them into his house. Va'osolem suda gedoyla, he gave them tremendous covet. Va'yem miraki lefneim, and he was dancing for them. Va'omar, and he said, Baruch shabacha b'zari shal Avram. V'nosam lehem mechachmasoi. Ubechamokim shein hoilchim nasim sorin ladoineim. Upatron v'holchu lebateim l'sholoim. And he let them go. Bochay sivke balayla. Shtei b'chia salalu lama. Why do you Yoas say, Bochay Sifke, Omer Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Echad al Mikdash Rishon, the Echad al Mikdash Sheni. One, he was crying for the first base of Mikdash, and he was crying for the second base of Mikdash. Balaila, why Bochay Sifke Balaila? Al Iske Laila, Shenemer Vatisa Kole Eid of Ayidno Eskoil of Ayifko, Balaila, Hahu. This is a reference to another night, Omer Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Isayim Lel Tishabavoy. That night, when the Yidden cried, when they got the report from the Meraglim that you think you're going to an Eretz Zaras Chol Vash, you're going to an Eretz Echeles Yishveh, you're going to a land that's going to wipe you out. It was Leil Tisha B'Av, and the Yidden cried. Amar L'Mekhel Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Bechisam B'Chiyah Shel Chinam. You cried for nothing. V'Ani Ekvel Lechem B'Chiyah L'Doiris. I'm going to give you a reason to cry on that same very night for future generations. Dover Acher B'Laylo. Another reason why it says B'Laylo. Shekol Aboicha B'Laylo. Anyone that cries at night, Koylei Nishma. You hear it, voice travels much further at night than it does during the day. When a person cries at night, the whole universe cries. The Keichov and the Mazolis cry. If somebody cries at night, other people can hear, and they too are going to cry. And that's what happened after the Churban. People were crying, and other people heard their tears, and they too were crying, and all Klai Yisrael cried. Bachai Sifke wasn't just Pchias. It was Pchias Balayla. Now the Gemara tells a well-known story. Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had a neighbor, a woman, Shemes Bena, who lost a son. And every night this woman would cry for her son that she lost. Rabbi Gamliel Kaila. Rabbi Gamliel heard her voice. And he was Bachai Sifka Balayla. He would cry together with her. He cried so much. He took it so to hearts. Until his eyelashes fell out. And Talmidim saw what this was doing to Rabbi Gamliel. They asked this woman if she would move, because it was just so bad for the Nasi. For the God Rabbi Gamliel, he was taking her pchias so some hearts. The Mashon, the Chedusha HaGadus, and this Gemara says that there's one extra piece of information to this story that's not mentioned in this Gemara, that's mentioned in Eicha Rabasi, Aleph Chav Daleh. It says over there, Rabbi Gamliel used to cry. He wasn't crying about the son that this woman lost. He was crying about Churban Beis HaMikdash. He would hear her cry, and it was Ma'ir Pchias of the Churban. So the question begs itself, why? What did one have to do with the other? This woman was crying because she lost her son. What did that have to do with Rabbi Gamliel's tears? And the Velt says, because Rabbi Gamliel understood that the only reason this woman was so bizarre, the only reason she was crying, is because we're in Galus. But when Mashiach's going to come, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, it'll be Umach Hashem Dima, may I call upon. There'll be no crying anymore. There'll be no pchias. There'll be no demise. So Rabbi Gamliel understood the shayrish. He understood the root of it. And he said, if something like this could happen, you know why this is? It's because Bachai Sifka Balayla. It's because Eicha Yashva Bada. V'demasa Alechia. What does it mean, v'demasa Alechia? Her tears are on her cheeks. Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yechon, ki isha shabaycha al nureh. This is like a woman who cries al bal nureh. That she had a husband that died, and years later she still remembers Bal Nureh. Shenemar Eli Kibsula Chagura Sak Al Bal Nureh. We're literally saying Kinnis over here. Hoyutzarel Roish Amar Rava Amar Yechanon Kol Ameitzah Li Yisrael Nasir Roish. Any person that attacks the Yidden is Nasir Roish. Shenemar Kiloy Muaf La Hashem Mutzak Loke Isa Rishon Heikal Arzu Zvulin VArzu Naftoli VArchin Nichbeder Chayam Ever Yadin Glila Goyim Amar Rava Amar Yechanon. Another thing you see from there, Kol Ameitzah Li Yisrael. So it's interesting. The Gemara says, "V'demasa alechia ki isha sheboicha al bal neurel," like a woman who cries al bal neurel. I saw the Ion Yaakov on the Ein Yaakov. So again, the Ion Yaakov is written by the Shvus Yaakov. He says as follows. I'll read it to you inside. That afal gaf de mekabel tan chumen al ames. Ordinarily, a person after Yud Beis Chodesh, he could be mekabel tan chumen al ames. But with Churban Beis Hamikdash, it's going to be different. You know why? Because when do we say that after Yud Beis Chodesh a person gets Nechama? That's when the person that he's mourning actually died. But this relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, this relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis HaMikdash, wasn't really, we just said the Gemara, Hoysa Kalmana, wasn't Mamish Amana, being the Amrina and Hoysa Kalmana, Shahalach Baila, Medina Sayyam, Vesoyfer Lachzer, Lokach, Loy Kiblu Tanchumen Alachai. That's why she's not able to be Mekabel Tanchumen. Venisher Tomid Hadim Alechio, Ela Menachem, Achiyova Yabal Baatsme, Kidichsiv, Anoichi, Anachemchem. But until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back, she can't be Mekabel Tanchumen. It's always Demos Alechio. Why? It's because she's only Hoysa Kalmana. It's because she's only we spoke out many times. The Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer says, "Kol Amisabla Yusharat Laim Zoicha V'Raya B'Simchasa." It should have said, "Yiske V'Yira B'Simchasa." Why Zoicha V'Raya B'Simchasa? So the Chasam Sofer says such a vart. He says, if someone's Misabla Yushalayim, what does it mean? It means that to him, Yushalayim is not dead. Because if Yishalayim died, he'd be mekabel tanchumen lachayud beis chodesh. Then Belashen Hoiva, he can experience a little bit of Yerushalayim even today. He's zaycha. I just give you the whole pile. He's zaycha veraya. Yeah, yeah. Zaycha veraya. That's right. I forgot about that. Keski's been motioning me the whole time. He wants me to give a shout out to Yankee for the Chazak drasha. Keeps on telling me, you, me, you. I don't know if he wanted me to take a Danish. I had no idea what he was talking about. Either way. What's that?
Posted.
Yeah, it's posted. Zokta Gemara. Lo yalechem kol oivrei derech. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yechem. Mikan likuvlono min ha-Torah. This is where you have the makar to say lo yalechem. Someone is a Yid. Speaks and he says something about a tzara. So the minig Yisrael is to say loyaleno. So it's a minig, right? It says as anaf in the baba meisus. No, it's not. It comes from a gemara. Rava said it in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. Mikan lekuvlana min atayra. A yid is supposed to say loyaleno. Loyalechem kol oivrei derech. It's pasuk in Eicha. Kol oivrei derech. Amar Rav Amram. Amar Rav Asouni kol oivrei al das. That you made me, HaKadosh Baruch, or Klal Yisrael turns to Hashem, you made me like the Ivrei Das. Who's the Ivrei Das? None other than Sedoim. This week's parasha. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. The Ilu Bistoy. I feel like I've said that every day during Perek Chelek, and we never did what we said we were going to do. This is maybe in Yonah D'Yayma with the parasha, so maybe. The Ilu Bistoy, Ksiv Hashem, Himter Al Sedoim. Vilu B'Yushalayim, Ksiv Mimorim, Shalach Esh, Batz Moisev, Ayurdeno. What happened to Sedoim? Hashem Himter. What rained? Gofres v'melach, Sreifa kol arzo. And by Yerushalayim it says, Mimorim from Shemayim, Sholach Eish, Batz Moisei v'ayirdenu. Ksiv ha-yigdol avoyim basami, Mechatos Stoin. The Avera of Klal Yisrael was worse than the Avera of Stoin. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, V'chi mas v'ponim yesh bedover, so how did we creep out of this mess? Rav Am Rabbi Yechanan, mi di yisei rohoizib Yerushalayim, shalei hoizib Stoin. Despite the fact that you find the Navi many times, Yecheskel Perek Tezayin, the Nevuah of Shabbos Chazon, Chazon Yeshayahu Ben Amos. So you find very often that the Navi compares the Averis of Klai Yisrael at the time of the Churban to Stoim, but at the same time, Mida Yisera Hoyser B'Yerushalayim, Shaloi Hoyser B'Stoim. Dilu B'Stoim, by Stoim it says, Hinei Zeh Hoya Avoyin Stoim HaChoysech, Go'oim Tziv Aslechem V'yat Oni V'Evyoin Lo'yech Ziko. Sedoim did not have rachma, have compassion on people. Yad oni ve'evyon lo yechzika. So we're concluding the daf me'ina psicha. They didn't give legima. They didn't allow people that were walking through their city. The whole theme at the beginning of the parasha of legima. That's this week's parasha, right? This is the covered Reb Usha. This week's parasha. Dilu b'Yerushalayim k'siv yedei noshim rachmonios bishlu yaldeyan. But the yidden, the noshim, they were described by the Navi as rachmonios. So it's true. On some level, we're like Sedoim. The question is, on what level are we like Sedoim? So on some level, we're like Sedoim. But at the end of the day, we're not like Sedoim. Because Sedoim is Yad Oni Ve'evyoin Lo Yechzika. But Ve'ilu B'Yushalayim, it says, Yidei Noshim Rachmoni Yoiz Bishul Yaldeyem. Silo Kol Abirei Hashem Bekirbi. What does that mean? Ka'odem Sho'im L'Chaver Nifsel Matbe'azu. You know, the olden days, when a village would be taken over, so sometimes the new country would come, and they would disqualify. They would discontinue the coins, the currency. You can use it anymore. So you could be a gvir, but if the money has no value, then you're not a gvir anymore. So Klal Yisrael's turning to Hashem, nifslo matbeyazu, all our milus, everything we worked on, it's discontinued. We're done. Potsu alayich, PM, Omar Rava, Omar Rabbi Yechim, Shvil Mahikdim Pelayin. So Eicha is written in Aleph base, but in three of the prokin, the pay comes before the ayin. And every little kid knows it's ayin and then pay. Because there's a connection between the miraglim and Tisha B'Av. That's Bachi Sifka Balaila, the Bechia Tzchina. And they said with their pay, that's pay, Mashaloi Ro Beine, what they didn't see, that's with an ayin, and that's why the pay is before the ayin. Oichlei Ami, Oichlei Lechem, Hashem Leikoro, Omar Rav, Omar Rav Yechen, and Kolo Eichem, Lachem, Shei Yisrael, Toim Tam Lechem. Hashem made that if anybody would take from the Yidden, anything they took from the Jews was more geschmack. And you know what that did? It incentivized the Umay Yisraelim to go and take more and more from the Yidden. Hashem like Karo, Rabam, Elu, Adayonim, Shmuel, Eim, Lamed, Tinoikis. Even the Dayanim and the Melamed, Tinoikis, even they had gotten to the point where they were corrupt. The Dayanim were never corrupt. The Melamed, Tinoikis that are never corrupt. We can go a little weiter. Even they were corrupt. So we actually made it to the bottom of the Yomid, pretty much. But we'll just say that one Ha'ara. That is. So we have here the Pasuk compares Klal Yisrael to Stoyim. And the truth is, many psukim in Ach, that's Stoyim Hayinu, Kamay. Right, you find many psukim where the Navi compares the Yidden at the time of the Churban to to Sodom. So much so that the Yidden turned to Hashem, Asuuni ka'ivri al das. The ilu bestom k'siv Hashem himter al Sodom. V'ilu b'Yerushalayim k'siv mimarim sholach esh batz moisai v'ayurdena. But says the Gemara, if the Yidden were like Stein, Stein gets wiped out, then how come we don't get wiped out? Says the Gemara, because midi yaseir ha'isa b'Yerushalayim shaloi ha'isa b'Stein. Because we had something that Sodom didn't have. We were yidei nashim rachmonios. The Yidden were rachmonios, whereas Sodom was yad oni ve'evyon lo yechzika. So the question begs itself then. Because if you ask anybody, what was Stoyim? Stoyim was notorious for the fact that they didn't do tztaka. Yad oni ve'evyon lo yechzika. That's a pasuk, Yechezkel Perek Tezayin. If the Yidin were rachmonios, yidei nashim rachmonios bishlu yaldeyen, so what does it mean that we were like, in what way we were like Stoyim? Are we like Stoyim or are we not like Stoyim? So I heard once from the Shiver about Yuber Vachtfeigel. He said a Dover Nifla. He said that there's a Tosefta in Masechta Shabbos at the end of the 8th parak. Tosefta says, last week's parsha, Avram and Lloyd agree that they have to split. So Lloyd, that Avram tells Lloyd, you get the first pick. You can go wherever you want. You go one way, I'm going to go in the opposite direction. And he decided, he knows exactly where he wants to settle. He wants to settle in Stein. Why do you want to settle in Stein? It's a Tosefta, tucked away. The last Tosefta, the 8th parak of Masechet Shabbos. Rab Noiroi Yoimer. Ein lecha Adam, b'chol ha-krakim matar yoisim b'stoimim. There was no place in the entire world that was calmer than Stein. Stein was a place where people were chilled. They were calm. They were in a good place. It was just the most relaxing place in the world. V'chemotzinu, says Rav Nuroi, shechazal loit al kol ha-mikoymos. He looked around. He scanned the map. V'loi motza mitunu k'stein. He couldn't find a place that was more mutun than Stein. Shenem Avram Yosheb Eretz HaNegev. V'chulu v'chulu. So Stein has this interesting quality. That Stein was a place where everybody was calm. It was in a good place. Floating. Right? Everything. Hashtag up. Yeah. So that was Stein. So Stein seemed to be a really cool place. And that's why Lloyd wanted to go to Stein, because he saw that it was more matun than any other place. Said Rebel Yuber, the Mekor to Rav Neroi is a pasuk. It's this pasuk that the Gemara just quoted. It's Yechezkel Perek Tezayin Pasuk Memtes. The pasuk describes the Aveira of Stein. What was Stein? Hine zeh hoya avoin Stein machoisech. Go'oin sivas lechem v'shalvas hashket hoyola. They were sivas lechem. They were very satisfied. V'shalvas hashket hoyolah. They were b'shalva. They were b'hashket. They were very calm. V'yad oni ve'evyon lo yechzika. But Stoyim was shalvas hashket. That's where the Tosefta got it from. Rebbe Yuber said a dover noira. He said that the way the Averus of Stoyim manifested themselves is they were achzorim. That's what they were. You came to them, you asked them for something, they throw you out of your house. When it came to Benom Lechaveiroi, they were literally the left side of the spectrum. They were as bad as you could possibly be. But you know what the root of it was? The root of it was that they had a certain calm. What's the pshat? Pshat is, the Gemara says, Vayitzer, Hashem created man. Vayitzer with two yuds. Says the Gemara, why is it with two yuds? It should have said with one yud. Because a person was put in this world and he's either oily miyitzri or he's oily miyitzri. A yid is made up of a guf and a neshama. That's what we're made up of. And in life, you can make decisions. If you want, you can follow your guf. You could do all the things in the world that's going to cause your guf pleasure. But realize that if you do that, oily miyitzri, your neshama, the conscience that you have is going to weigh on you. You're not going to be happy. Because oily miyitzri, the neshama wants to be satisfied as well. And when you give the guf, it comes at the expense of the neshama. At the same time, a person can decide he's going to go through life and he's going to satisfy his neshama. He's going to say, I'm going to do Torah and mitzvahs. But that also comes with an expense. What's the expense? The expense is tzaddikim nidlam kahar. That a tzaddik, he looks at his yetzahara, it's a barg, it's so pain. The time is, it's hard, it's not easy. It's a very difficult thing to do. He's going to be oily miyitzri. A person is going to have to struggle in life. Oily miyitzri, oily miyitzri. And the Gemara says, Manavshach, you're not going to be happy. So regardless, you're going to have this internal conflict where you're going to have this struggle. So you might as well get a mahabba. You might as well satisfy your yitzer and be an oily miyitzri, then satisfy your yitzer and be an oily miyitzri. But a person is oily miyitzri, said Rebel Yuber. There was one person in the world that the Gemara says reached such a madrega that he was able to completely obliterate his yitzahara, and that was David HaMelech. The Gemara says David HaMelech said, Libi chol bikirbi. What does it mean, Libi chol bikirbi? He was able to completely defeat his yitzahara to the point that he was besimcha, he was beshalva, he was behashke, because he didn't have the oily miyitzri anymore. He was able to defeat his Yetzirah. Said Rashiva, that was al-Sadat Toif. There was also one time in history where people were able to come to the point where they could do Averis with no guilty conscience. It didn't weigh on them. They had no problem. They could do the biggest Averis in the world. There was no oily miyotzri. You know who that was? That was Sadoim. That's the Ge'on Siv Aslech and the Shalves Hashkei Toyola. That's Rav Nuroi Oime. Eilachot Adam B'chol HaKrakim Matun Yosem Yistoymiyim. V'lai Matzah Metunah Kistoyim. There was nobody like Sadoim. So you want to know where the Spitz Averis of Sadoim manifested themselves? It played itself out. But the root of it, how did they come to be that way? Because they had no conscience. If you take the conscience out of a person, he's dead. At that point, you can do anything. Because what's going to stop him? There's nothing stopping him. He doesn't have the ability to even feel guilty about it. So he's dead. Klal Yisrael were like Sadoim. In what way? It's this pasuk right here. Hine, the Novi's comparing the Yidden to Sadoim. In what way? You know what the Shirish of Sadoim was? They got to the point where they were going Siv Aslech V'Havish. They didn't have a guilty conscience anymore. That's exactly what happened to the Yidden. The Yidden at the time of the Churban, they reached a point, that's the Tzushdol to Sadoim. Now you want to know how it played itself out? Completely differently. By Sadoim, it was Yad Oni V'Evi Lo Yechzika. When it came to the Yidden, it was in a completely different way. It was Avodah Zarah, Gilai Raya, Shvichas Damim. But at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael were always Noshim Rachmanis. I mean that they were always Noshim Rachmanis. That's why at the end of the day, we were spared. Said that the pasuk says in Parashas Nitzavim, V'hoyah B'shamei Yisdivir Ola Azois. So Parashas Nitzavim begins with Olois and Klolois. What's going to happen, says Moshe Rabbeinu, if someone's going to listen to these Olois, there's Barech B'lvavoy Leimar, and a Gitzach Bruchas, right? He's hearing Olois, the Hisbarech Bilavavoy, Shalom Yeli, Ki Beshiris Libi Eilech Laman Svois Harav Hasatzmeya. This person is not Nispal at all. He hears all the Teich in the world and he doesn't say, oh man, I feel bad, I feel terrible, all right, it's fine, I'll take a shower, I'll wear off, and then I'll go do what I want to do. No. He does, he hears Brachas. I mean, he's in such a good place. He has zero conscience weighing on him. V'his barech b'vavay lemar. Shalom yeli. Ki b'shirus li b'yelech. L'man tzvois harov ha-satzmeya. Says the pasuk. Lo yoyva Hashem sloyach loy. Ki oz yeshan af Hashem v'kinosoy b'ishahu. And you know what's going to happen to him? Gofriz v'melach sreifa kol arzo. Lo yisizara v'lo yisatzmiach. V'lo yalu b'kol esav. Ki mapech ha-stoy v'amoyra. Admo tzvoy ma-shahovach Hashem ba'abim v'chamosoy. Why is he going to get the because that was Sadoim. The Shirish of Sadoim was Goyin Sivas Lechem. B'shalvus Hashkev Avetach Dvorim Niflo'im Adlam O'id. And we will pick this up in Metz Hashem tomorrow.